I greet you in the name of the true and ever-living God, who redeemed, bless, and sanctify us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Pray with me, illuminate our lives in every season, O God. With the light of the Easter joy, may our prayers seek not things but grace. May our joy be complete, not in what we gain, but what we give. May what we ask in your Son's name be worthy of his name. Amen. A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family and friends of St. Sebastian.
Good morning.
I continually hold you in prayer, and I guess you are now comfortable. Please be comfortable. I know they're recording my sermon. But I want to ask each of you is please take at least the gospel home with you today. And I want you to read it aloud 4 times. And if you get it perfectly correct, you are a superstar. Because I practiced it all week and still it was confusing this morning. You try it. And see if I am correct or I am just not getting it. But this gospel is kind of simple. It just seems complicated, but it's kind of simple. I read the New International Bible because sometimes I go to the different Bibles to find the interpretation or how the Bible reads it. And the beginning of the gospel reads, that's John 17, 20 and 21. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them be one, Father, just as you are in me and I in you. Basically, Jesus, as we know on Thursday was Ascension Day, Jesus is leaving this earthly life and he's basically, as I said, giving instructions to his disciples. And the prayer life is the most important. As you remember in Jesus' ministry, the prayer was always a staple of everything he did. And what he was doing to the disciples to remind them today that life will have all its challenges enough, but the key is to continue a strong prayer life. And if you think back through his ministry, whenever Jesus had difficult times, he resorted to a form of prayer. Remember when he went to the mountain to pray and the disciples saw this wonderful transfiguration, but they didn't get the importance of prayer. What did they say? Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah. They weren't getting the presence of what prayer meant. And remember again, when he left to go to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he took some of his disciples with him, what happened to the disciples as he was praying? They fell asleep. So they weren't understanding our prayer life, and sometimes we even struggle in our prayer life. But today, Jesus is trying to tell them in his final acclamation the importance of what prayer is and what it is in our ministry. We are called as followers of Jesus, and our prayer life is the important part of our spiritual well-being. And if you realize that a church that is abound in prayer always seems to have a stronger, genuine life of growth. And I come here to St. Sebastian and boy, is there a group of prayers in this church. You have the Daughters of the King. Your name can't get on that list fast enough, and they're praying for you and praying for you. When the Daughters of the King pray for you, you are prayed for.
Amen.
Because they never stop praying for you. Then we get to Sunday, and we all call out the names on our prayer list. boy, and Bob is not a part of the Daughters of the King. But when Bob is leading the prayers, everybody's name is called. And he asks you to take your time because you're praying for your brothers and sisters, and it's an important part of our function of our lives. And Bob asks you to do it slowly. But you know us, we all are in a hurry. And no matter how fast you want to go, Bob still prays patiently and with all heart for his members. You don't have Bob this morning, but if Laurie is in a hurry, we can slow down and pray patiently and earnestly for our members. And then we have our healing service on Wednesdays. We're the group of us who comes, they are asked to come to the altar to pray for anyone who is in search or need of prayer. And then we all meet at the altar for the Eucharist. And again, we name anyone in our lives who's in significance of a need of prayer. Prayer is part of Jesus' ministry. Prayer is part of you and me. Each morning I get up, I say, God, I thank you for waking me up. And before I go to bed, I say, God, I thank you for another day of life. It is not guaranteed to us. It's through the grace of God that we exist. And sometimes I know we ask where God is in many of our situations in life. There's a loved one who is sick, and you believe they're not being healed fast enough. And you say to yourself, where is God in this? God, I come to church, I tithe, I pray, but you're not healing the person fast enough for me. God knows our needs before we ask. He knows what is best for us. And sometimes there's not a clarity at that moment. But later in life, you will find that there is clarity. You just have to trust in God. We ask for wonderful things, and God, you expect God to give it to you now. But now is not God's time. God's time is when it is the right time. And he is always giving it to you at the right time. Listen this morning to the Acts of the Apostles. Yes, Paul had pretty much transformed the evil spirits from the lady. But the important part of the first lesson from Acts, when Luke is telling us about Paul's imprisonment. While Paul was in prison, Paul was not scared and not fear. What did Paul do? Paul prayed and he sang hymns. The scripture doesn't tell us how long Paul was in prison for. But it tells us that he was rescued. And through an earthquake, his prayer was heard, and the chains were broke loose. But Paul didn't get up and say, God, you saved me, I'm going to leave. There was a bigger moment in this situation that existed with Paul. What was the big moment? The guard saw the grace and the graciousness of Jesus Christ. And that's what was necessary for him to be saved. Baptized, received the Holy Spirit. And him and all his family was saved. That was a transformation. Next Sunday, we all will come and celebrate Pentecost. And I ask each of you to have a renewal of your spirit. This is the time Jesus said, I will send the Holy Spirit upon you. My brothers and sisters, yes, we all have the Holy Spirit. But let Sunday be a form to renew ourselves in the feeling of the Holy Spirit to come among us, to ask our prayer life to be stronger. Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, said in a message this week on Ascension Day, that he would like us all from now to Pentecost, and each day, sometime in our day, recite the prayer that Jesus told us is the simple and most fundamental prayer to our life as Christians. And you know that prayer, the Lord's Prayer. And I ask each of you, my brothers and sisters, from now until Pentecost, sometime during your day, you do not have to say it aloud, but just repeat the Lord's Prayer. It's the foundation that makes us strong as Christians. And in your prayer life, if I went around the room this morning and asked each of you to tell me a time where you asked for prayer or you prayed to God, and the situation was even better than you prayed for. It may not have happened exactly when you wanted, but it did happen. And I think I might have told you this already. I spent a year in seminary in Barbados. Left seminary without knowing where my call would be, and I prayed, God, you would lead me and take me to a place where you saw best for me. I didn't even know the bishop of the Diocese of Central Florida. I met him in 45 minutes. We knew that we were a team, and I wanted to be part of his diocese, and so did he. My prayer says to me, give me a place where I can lead the people that will love me as I love them. I didn't see St. Sebastian. This was even better than I expected. You ever walk into this church and just look into this church and look into our sanctuary? There are not many churches in the Diocese of Central Florida that has such a commanding presence. You feel the Holy Spirit when you come here. My friends who have visited kind of get jealous and says, Father Gary, what did you do to deserve this? And what did I say? I says, I prayed earnestly. And God know my needs before my act. Know my needs as I asked. He says, I will give you even better than you could ever perceive. My brothers and sisters, my prayer to you today is to continue to pray. I know there are situations in your lives where you believe it's not getting better faster than you can imagine. But God is still on the throne and working earnestly and diligently for you. You may have obstacles, but what is life without obstacles? You realize that if your life was just perfect, it would be kind of boring. Kind of think about it. If everything went the way you wanted it to be, it would be kind of boring. You know why it would be boring? Because you would always be waiting for something to happen. And by waiting for something to happen, that would just make you miserable. Because you'll say, so when is it going to happen? But when you have obstacles, it gives you a chance to step up, be stronger. When you fall or you believe you're falling, God is there to pick you up, to make you even stronger than you are. I ask you this morning to continue your prayer life, and especially through till Pentecost. Jesus loves us always, and he is our spiritual leader who came on earth to show us how to pray. He died for us. He died for our sins, and it gives us a chance to be blotted out our sins and to start fresh daily. Yesterday cannot be corrected because it's gone. Tomorrow you can adjust and go forward. There's a song that I love to sing when I think about prayer, but I wouldn't sing it because 8 o'clock we do not sing. But I will say it. Their song is, there's a balm in Gilead. And it goes, I cannot preach like Peter. And if you cannot pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus who can say he died for all. My brothers and sisters, I pray to preach like Peter. I pray to pray like Paul. But I have, most of all, I thank God for giving us his Son, Jesus Christ, who dwell on earth and show us the way to live. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Man, listen. Amen.
Amen.